Morning Watch, Joshua Judges Ruth, Training Week 1, Wednesday Related Verses, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, Looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So faith comes out of hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For indeed we have had the good news announced to us, even as they also. But the word heard did not profit them, not being mixed together with faith in those who heard. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have been allotted faith equally precious as ours in the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is now then no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful, through whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. Watch, stand firm in the faith. Be full-grown men, be strong. Related reading. The overcoming saints in the Old Testament are only witnesses of faith, whereas Jesus is the author of faith. He is the originator, the inaugurator, the source, and the cause of faith. In our natural man, we have no believing ability. When we look away unto Jesus, he, as the life-giving Spirit, transfuses us with himself, with his believing element. Then spontaneously, a kind of believing arises in our being, and we have the faith to believe in him. This faith is not of ourselves, but of him who imparts himself as the believing element into us, that he may believe for us. Hence, he himself is our faith. We live by him as our faith, that is, we live by his faith, not by our own. As indicated by the evil report of the 10 spies and the murmuring of the people against Moses and Aaron, the children of Israel did not care for God, but cared only for themselves. Because of this, they did not believe in God, and they offended God to such an extent that they became abhorrent to him. Their situation brought in God's judgment and punishment. God alone is the source of faith. If we would have faith, we must learn to care for God's interests and not for our benefit. To what is God faithful? He is faithful to what he says. He is faithful to his word, and his word is the testament. The covenant. The covenant is simply God's word. Our Christian life and church life are absolutely a covenant life. In verse after verse of the New Testament, we find God's promises. I want to give you one of them. No temptation has taken you except that which is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow that you be tempted beyond what you are able, but will, with the temptation, also make the way out, that you may be able to endure it. There is a verse for every circumstance that you face, as a living promise for you to rely upon and live by. We should not be threatened or frightened by the clouds of our convictions, feelings, and environments. We are under God's covenant, fully under His blessing. There is no more condemnation, no more judgment, no more curse. Death has been abolished. In the church, we continually enjoy life. Do not be frightened about losing your job or your health. Do not be threatened by any dark or negative thing. We are the covenanted people, and we have a verse of promise to meet every situation. Only God's word is true. If the environment and experience match God's word, we thank and praise Him. If the environment and experience do not match God's word, it is God's word that stands. Anything that contradicts God's word is false. God says that Christ is my holiness, my life, and my victory. Satan will say that you are still corrupt, weak, and unclean. But God's word is true. Satan's words are lies. Only God's word is true. The faith of the believers is actually not their own faith, but Christ entering into them to be their faith. When we repented unto God, the pneumatic Christ as the sanctifying Spirit of God moved within us to be our faith, by which we believed on the Lord Jesus. As sinners, we did not have faith. Faith came into us by our hearing the Word. The Word is just Christ Himself.